Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording now. And we're going to talk about alim al-ghaybi wa shahada. The subject of today is alim al-ghaybi wa shahada. Who is alim al-ghaybi wa shahada?
Allah.
That's right. So who is alim al-ghaybi wa shahada?
Allah.
عالم الغيب والشهادة. Now, come on. I'm saying عالم الغيب والشهادة. والشهادة. Now, come in. Right under it, here, the one who knows the seen and the unseen. The one who knows the seen and the unseen. And then follow me in my explanations. Okay. The one who sees, the one who can see, the one who knows the seen and the unseen. The seen and the unseen. Now, what is it that Allah, what is the seen and the unseen? We have two worlds. We have how many worlds?
Two.
One of them we call the seen world, the world that you can see with your eyes. Okay? And the other world is the unseen world, which is something that you didn't see or you don't see. You got that part? So how many worlds we have?
Two.
One we can
see.
One, the other one we can't see. Okay, let me give you an example. The speech that's being done now by one speaker, by CNN speaker, is it ghaib or shahada? Seen or unseen?
Ghaib.
It's ghaib. Unseen. Why? Because we don't see it. Got it? Okay. How about how many cars pass through this traffic light? You don't see that because you didn't count them, and you're here. So there is the word, the absent world. So the seen and the unseen. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. The seen and the unseen. The unseen, it has two things. Absent and unseen. Absent means something, you're not there. Absent means you're not there. So, Allah knows things that you don't, like Allah knows now how many leaves are falling from the tree in your backyard. Right?
Can't you just count those? I don't think you're allowed to go. Yeah.
Yeah, don't. No, don't write with the other.
No, it's an expo marker. I have
nobody's going to
see.
It's an expo marker.
I have it.
No. Just use the black one, please.
Yeah.
Quiet. So, there are unseen world because it's absent. Because it's you're absent. You're absent from that. You're not present.
Like
for example, a crime. You're absent from this crime, so you don't know what happened. You got it? You got it? So things, unseen things are the things that you don't know. That you're absent. You were not there. This is the unseen world. And under the unseen world, we have also the unseen world, the world of Allah and the angels and the jinn.
Yeah.
Do you see them?
No.
No, you don't see them. Can you cover you here? Or put it on your dress if the hijab is not enough. Good. Okay. Okay. So let's talk about the unseen world. Who? What is the unseen world? Not the absent, huh?
The unseen world is like air, gravity.
No,
natural
it's Allah, his angels and the jinn.
I just said Allah.
Yes. Allah and see and Jannah. All
but
these
jinn
things.
Is not a world.
Yes, it is a nice world.
The best world.
The best world. But anyway, it's part of the unseen world. It's not by itself a world. It's part of the unseen world. Got it? But one might say, okay, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not showing on the unseen world? Why?
Because it shows how much we believe in Allah. It's like, if you could see it, then you know for sure that it's real. But if you can't see it, then there could be some doubt.
There are two possibilities if you see Allah. If you see Allah,
you're in Jannah.
No. If you see Allah and you disobey Him, you're gone. You're doomed. If you see Allah, you can't disobey Him. You just can't. It is like nobody dares to disobey Allah in His presence. We don't dare to disobey Allah when we are in His presence.
If we go to Jannah, if someone goes to Jannah, will they be able to actually see His face?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, be able to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Do that in the day of judgment? Yeah, in the day of judgment, when He judges all of you, you see Him.
In the day of judgment, yes.
Yeah, it's 10,000 years.
Okay, but let me tell you something. You don't see Allah, you see part of Allah. Nobody can see, like, if I may use this expression. You see the whole thing. You only see the one face of Allah. Okay, just one face. But Allah Himself is so big, it's infinity. You can't see the whole Allah. It's impossible. So you just can see the face of Allah. And if the people of hellfire will see Allah, they will not feel the pain of the hellfire. You got that part? If the people of hellfire, see how beautiful and impressive is the face of Allah? If the people of hellfire, of what?
Hellfire.
Get to see the face of Allah, they will not feel the pain. They will not feel the pain.
Of hell?
Yes, of burning, of hellfire. They won't feel it. Why?
That would be good for them.
Because, yes, this is why the bad guys, are they allowed to look at Allah?
No.
Absolutely not. They are not allowed to look at Allah at all. Only the good people that go into Jannah are allowed to look to the face of Allah. Right?
It's like a blessing.
It's a blessing. Exactly. It's a blessing. Okay. So, now, let's see what will happen if you can see Allah. Let me give you a simple example. When you're driving your car and there's a police officer driving behind you, okay, would you dare to run a red light?
No. Oh, hell no.
Yes, if you're in a high speed chase.
My mom would actually go 10 miles per hour and she'd be like...
Yeah, you got it? So, if you see a police officer behind you, looking at you, you won't be able to speed or break a red light.
Speed up. I would speed in my little car, the little mini car.
But you get the point. You get the point. So what's the point? When you see a police officer, you are not, you don't do something wrong.
Like, so if you see Allah, you won't want to
do
something bad. Like.
Imagine that you're seeing Allah, not a little police officer. You're seeing Allah. Would you dare to make a mistake? That he'll do.
You can't.
If you see Allah and you disobey Him, okay, first of all, you can't. You can't. Second, if you do, like the shaitan, you are doomed forever.
But how can you do that if you can't?
I'm saying, like, if assuming that you can, then you're doomed to hellfire. You got the point here? Because you can't see Allah and disobey Him. Just like the very simple example of the police officer. It's a very simple example. You're so afraid from the police officer that you don't break, you don't run a red light, and you don't run a stop sign, and you don't speed. So then, if Allah does that, and we can see Him, we will not be able to disobey Him. Then we will lose our free will. We lose our free will. We have a free will to choose, not complete free will, but we have a free will to choose where to go, what to say, what to do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So where to go, what to see, what to do, this is where to go, what to see, what to do, what to say. You have a free choice on all of that. Right? If Allah is visible, then you won't be able to disobey Him. Just you won't. Allah so, the glory of Allah is so impressive that you will be stunned and you cannot disobey Allah.
So you'll basically be a mammon that is stunned?
No. Stop saying these. Stop dealing these funny comments. You know, they are not funny in the class.
We have 20 minutes.
Yeah. Not now. Yeah, keep moving. Say, if we can use the police officer, that example, if we see the police officer, we don't dare to run a red light. Okay. So what do you think then when we see, if we're seeing Allah? Then we would have no free will. So in order to have free choice, then Allah is hidden from you. So the unseen world, is it to your advantage or your disadvantage?
Disadvantage,
right?
How about if you fly all the way?
Oh, stop. Stop.
Can you
please, here? Move here.
Okay,
move here, please.
Who, me?
Yeah,
yes.
And take notes. And take notes. What are you doing, Salim? Copying the homework?
No. He's tracing.
No, you're copying from a notebook. All right. So you got that part? You got that part very well?
Yes.
You understand it? You understand it?
Yes.
So the unseen world... Huh? Good, good. It's a disadvantage if you see it. So hiding the unseen world from us is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Huh? Jannah is part of the unseen world. But again, you will be so impressed that you will not disobey Allah if you see Jannah. Hellfire. You will be so impressed that when you see the hellfire, you'll be very scared that you don't dare to disobey Allah. If you see the grave, the people who are being punished in their graves, if you look at them, if you see them, the people who have been punished in graves, if you see them, if you hear them, you would be too scared. You would be too scared to disobey Allah. You got it? So in order for us to have free choice, we have Allah, His angels, His Jannah, His hellfire, the jinn, has to be absent from us. Now, when we die, when you die, your soul is freed from your body. Your soul is freed from your body. You got that part?
Mm-hmm.
And when you die, you can see. We can see a lot more things than you can see right now. You can see the angels. You can see Allah. Okay? You can see later Jannah. You can see hellfire. All these things when you die. Because when you die, that's the end of the test. So when is your day of judgment? If I ask you, when is the day of judgment? I say, the day you die. The day you die is your day of judgment, right? Because, what? You're over.
The end of his test.
Yes, this is the end of the test. This is the end of your life, is when you die. Okay. So, do you know that when we look at the body and the soul, we are made of two parts. We are made from two parts. What are these two parts? It is the body of the and or the soul. It's the body and the soul. Humans body, and soul. The humans are made of body and soul. Okay? So when this body is gone, your soul are not going to be able to lie. In order to lie, you need brains, right? In order to lie, you need brains. Okay. If you are too tired, if your brain is too tired, you won't be able to lie. Because you will make a lie, I ask you a question, you give me one answer.
Then you ask again.
I ask again, I get a different answer. That's why they say if you lie, you better remember your lies. Yeah. So people can't lie. This is why sometimes if they interrogate people, they don't let them sleep. They don't let them sleep. They keep them awake for like a certain period of time. They keep them awake. And then when they keep them awake, they interrogate them. Why? Because their brain is so tired that their brain... Stop it, Yanis.
It was already for Ian.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
So, when the angels come to you, do you know that when you see the two angels that come to you after death, the two angels, Munkar and Nakir, the ones who are going to question you, if you see them right now, you will be scared, too scared to do anything other than disobeying, other than obeying Allah. You lose your free will. But when you get to the grave, the first thing you get in grave is what? Who knows?
Oh.
Huh?
Question.
The questioned. Okay, by how many angels? Two angels. One is Munkar and the other one is Nakir. Are they scared?
No.
Scaring? They scare, very, very scaring. They ask you, who is your God? Would you be able to answer that question?
Yes.
Okay. You will be able to answer this question, who is Allah?
Yeah.
How? Your brain is dead. You can't lie. So can you lie?
No.
No. So what happens? If you live your life, if you live to work, and everything that matters to you is money, then when the angels ask you, who's your Lord, what do you say?
Money.
Money. Right.
Money. Am I teaching?
Money. How about Yanis here?
What's up?
If you love to show up, if you're a famous person and you love to show up, and you spend your life showing up.
Showing off.
You like to show off, and you spend your life showing off.
Show off when, with my God.
When you say, when you're asked, you're going to say?
Yourself.
Ego. Oh. Ego is my God. If you live your life focusing on what car to drive.
Oh, yeah.
What shirt.
My Bugatti.
Yeah. What house to live in.
What college to go to.
Yes. When you are asked in the day of judgment, I'm sorry, when you're asked in the grave, what's your God? You're going to answer and say?
Yeah, myself.
Close.
Somalia.
What? Your brain is going to be dead and you won't be able to walk. I turn my face to the TA and you guys start chatting. No, be polite. Respect the class and respect the teacher. This is disrespect. Okay. So, now, why can't you lie and say, my God is Allah?
Because you're too tired.
No, because your brain dead.
Uh-huh. She is smart, listening. Because your brain is? Dead. Can you make a lie? Good.
You don't know anything.
Can you make a lie?
No.
No, why not?
Because you can't lie.
Your brain is dead.
Your brain controls everything in your body. So if your brain dead, you can't even move. You can't even breathe.
Yeah, I'm talking about. Okay, who have seen nightmares before? You saw night.
Yeah, my parents dying. That was my first nightmare.
You saw night nightmares before.
But I heard it's not good to talk about it.
If it's bad night, it's not good to talk about it.
Why?
Who have seen a nightmare?
So many times when I was little, I always used to see.
Okay.
I still see them.
Now let me tell you something. If we look at you when you're sleeping, if I look at you, what do I see? I see a person sleeping on the mattress and the pillow, and snoring, right?
If you snore, that's a case of that thing. It's really bad if you snore.
Tell him. Move it again. I'm not kidding. Raise your left hand.
I'm left handed, so soon be.
So now, when this is part of the unseen world. When you dream, you visit the unseen world when you dream. Okay. Punishment on the grave is going to be like a nightmare that feels true. Would be a nightmare that feels true. You got it? So when we say that if you don't know how to answer the question, the two angels, Munkar and Nakir, will hit you in your head so hard that you sink to the middle of the earth and then you bounce back up.
Isn't that the door and then you melt?
Well, it will feel all the pain, like hitting on the head. It feels the pain of melting. Any pain you will feel, any pain that comes with sinking.
How long would it take for you to bounce back up?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 70 years. And then when 70 years in the Arabic language means a lot. The number 70, they use it as a lot. You got it? So when the Arab people say 70 means a lot of things.
So what did you do so when they ask you the question, you'd be able to say
yes, then you worship Allah in this life. You make Allah your priority in this life. When you make Allah your priority in this life, then...
Be quiet, then you'll be able to answer.
Then you will be able to answer. Go ahead.
So you know how you say you visit the unseen world in the dream? Mm-hmm. So if you dream about something like big monster thing, that would be in the unseen world or...
Any nightmare is in the unseen world. Now look, if I look at you sleeping, would I be able to tell how are your feelings?
No.
If you have a night, if we look at you sleeping, what we see? We see a person sleeping on a pillow and mattress. Right. We see a person sleeping, but what is actually happening to you is what? It's something else. You're in a nightmare. You're being in pain. You're being tortured in this nightmare. You got it? You feel a lot of pain. You understand that? So, I can't see you having a nightmare. I can't feel you. All I see in front of me, a person sleeping. That's what I see.
No, but some people, like, when they have nightmares...
Yeah, then you don't have a nightmare. You don't get nightmares all the time.
You know what it means? Like, when you're about to sleep, you're, like, you're still awake, but you have, like, a small dream, then you just wake up, and you're like that. You just start moving, you know? Like.
Or sometimes... So, when they die... Talk about dreams and how is it... dreams... Yeah, it's like a nightmare. It's like similar to the...
Can I pause this now?
So take pictures. Hey, guys. Guys.
Shush.
It's wrong to say shut up.
That's the only language you understand.
Why's your hand shut up?
This is mean.
What?
This is mean.
I know, but you know, if you tell them to be quiet, it doesn't do anything. No, dude. What are you asking?
Okay, now you can erase it. So, you understand that when they bury a dead person, they put him in a box. some of the traditions is that they put the dead person in a box and he's wearing suit and they puts flowers around him. Flowers
a
around
funeral.
Yes, in a funeral. And everybody will pay respect to that person. Now, you see this person is in the box with a suit, with a very nice suit and dressed very nicely and having flowers. That's what you see. But is this what this person is experiencing?
No, he's not experiencing anything.
May I use the basketball?
Yes. No. Two. Please. It is 11:55. 11:55.
No, that's the wrong time.
It's 10:55.
Yeah. It's 11. Oh, it's 10:55. I'm sorry.
We leave at 45, not 55.
No. 45. No, that's not true. I know when. Okay? So do you understand this, guys? Do you understand this?
Yeah.
The dead person looks nice with perfumes and flowers, but he doesn't feel that. What he is feeling, what he's experiencing, if he's a bad guy, he's experiencing questioning and pain and hitting and torture and punishment. The angels, when you say, who is Allah, and you don't answer, the angels will hammer you in your head. And you sink 70 years in the ground. 70 years going one way, and 70 years going up.
So that's 140 years.
This is the punishment that you get for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go ahead.
Is there three questions, or is it only
one? Yeah, three questions.
Like,
then the second question...
Lord?
No.
Is it the first one, do you pray?
And
then they show you your book of deeds and your bad deeds and stuff like
that. Who is your Lord? What is your religion?
Who is your prophet?
What is your religion and who is the man that was sent to you?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
My friend's mom died from cancer and my parents went to her funeral. And yeah, they said it was like...
She looked decorated and things like that. But unfortunately, this is not what she's feeling. She's feeling totally different. If she's a bad woman, she's experiencing torture and punishment. If she's a good woman, then she's experiencing...
But if she's good, then she won't feel like the flowers and stuff, right?
Yeah, she will be experiencing much, much more, much better than... what you see.
In the grave, if you're a good person, what do you experience?
As a good person, a lot of good things, ending with a sweet companion that you love to be with and talk to, and open a door to Jannah for you.
That would be
what? Open
if,
a door
to
Jannah.
If the person was good and they were like, but their religion wasn't Islam, they were like, they were
yeah,
like they're atheists and they were like, they've never done anything bad in them. Ever in like their whole life, and they only be
everybody does
this is
else.
Okay. I don't know. This is generally speaking, the Quran says that the people who die and non-believers, they are going to hell. However, there are cases, special cases, just like the special case you mentioned. There are so many special cases. God knows how to handle it. But generally speaking, just as a general speaking, they go to hell. But everybody has a special case, special circumstances, all these, and Allah knows how to handle this case. So let's not bother ourselves with this question. Go ahead.
I heard from somebody that a woman who dies during childbirth goes to Jannah.
She's shaheed.
Yeah.
She's considered shaheed.
Who's that?
Martyr.
Martyr?
Martyr.
Martyr, a person that, like, yeah, but they die for a good cause.
Yeah, I think I know that, but I heard him saying murder.
So, when you sleep, your soul leaves your body for a short period of time.
Oh, yeah.
And visit the unseen world, just like the grave. Just like being in the graveyard, and sometimes, being in the grave.
Sometimes I have dreams of being in my mom's stomach.
What?
Look. Some of these dreams are just hallucinating. Okay? Hallucination. Some of these dreams. And some of these dreams are sweet dreams. Some of them are where you have something sweet. Some of them are bad dreams. You know? You got it? So, this is basically what I'm trying to say here is that these dreams, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Got that part?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in the day of, in the grave, think of the body like the car, and think of the soul like the driver of the car. Huh? Think of the body as the car. So think of yourself driving your body around. Okay? Okay, your soul wants to move forward. So how does the soul communicate with the body? Through the brain. Through what?
The brain.
Ahmed, what's his name?
Yusuf.
Yeah. Yusuf, pay attention.
Where is the soul? Pay attention.
So, when the body... your soul is the driver, and your body is just the car. So, how does it communicate? How does it communicate?
By the commands you give it.
Okay. Yes, through the brain. So I order my soul orders my brain to move forward. Then I move forward. What if I have I have my legs cut off? Then it won't happen. I order my legs to move, but it's not. There's no legs. There are no legs. They are gone. Okay. And also, if I have a stroke or something like paralyzed. Or something like that.
The body won't move at all, like the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly, because you order your, through your brain, you order your legs to move, and your legs are not going to move.
And then you know.
Exactly.
It's because of your spine. Over here, the big bone over here is what makes you move. What?
If you die, what did you say again? What did you say?
What?
Did you say, Yannis?
You said about when you have your bone over here, it's with your spine is the thing that keeps your body upright. So if you didn't have a spine, you would actually be paralyzed, or you would just fall on the ground. You'd be one of those dolls they hold. You can't, if you put them down, they'll just bend down like this.
Yeah. Let me show you something.
You got 1050?
Shh.
I don't know why I'm scared.
Please. Let me show you something. Allah created your thumb, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have a thumb, then your hand will lose 80% of its function. Just imagine. I want to drink. I want to drink and I don't have a thumb.
Actually, you wouldn't be able to drink it.
So right now, your thumb is helping you. But if you have like no thumb.
No thumb at all. Then it would be very difficult. So you can't write. You can't hold cups. There are a lot of things that you lose when you thumb.
Because
so,
your thumb is what keeps structure.
Right. So your brain, take notes. Yeah.
What time do we get out?
I will tell you when you can get out. I'll tell you when you can be dismissed. So focus with me here, guys. Your brain is the one that you can communicate through to your soul. Now, when you go to the junkyard and the car is gone, by the way, what do you know about the car? How the car is working? Do you know how the car is working?
Yeah. The engine, it has fuel. And the fuel is what inside the engine. There's two reactions which start up the ignites the car.
Yeah, it's too complicated, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how your brain functions?
It's not your mom.
Yeah,
do you know?
Complicated.
Out. Do you know how your brain... Do you know how your brain functions?
Yeah, your brain, so first of all, it's like starts up, like,
well,
wake up.
Well, but you don't know the details, and you have, you don't understand really how, do you know how you're realizing pictures? Your eye is going to put pictures in your brain, but how do you realize it? How do you understand it? How do you interpret it? Do you know that the picture comes into our eyes upside down?
Yes.
Who flips it back? It's a lot of things that in your body that you don't know. Exactly like the driver.
How you recognize photos is because it goes through your system and then it like scans through your whole brain.
Yes.
And then when it finds something that matches, it's like match for hours.
Hold on. But if you... But, hello. But we, scientists don't know how the brain functions. How a lot of secrets about our own body. Look at your own body. It's a lot of secrets. If this body dies, then your soul leaves the brain and leaves the body, and the body is all by itself in the junkyard. So you would be without a car, and you would be free. We would be free to see the unseen world. You got it? You'd be free to see the unseen world. Okay? Go ahead.
So it's basically like if you remove the car's motors, it can't do anything? So
yes. No, if you remove the driver, the soul is the driver. Yes.
You were talking about like the brain controls your body, and like it's very complicated, right? So, one time I got bit by like something, and then my arm just like stopped moving, and then to go to the hospital, and they almost had to do like this neurological thing to check the nerves in my brain.
Let me tell you something here. Let me prove to you that if your brain is asleep, you won't be able to control your body or feel pain. When, if you going through a surgery and they put you to sleep.
With anesthesia.
Yes. Do you feel any pain?
No.
Why?
Because they put your body to sleep and they give you painkillers and stuff like that.
Because the brain is sleeping. The brain is sleeping. And this is what you communicate. This is the communication between your brain and your soul.
So it's like if you're dead, like if your brain dead and you're in your grave and you're getting ready. So if you get like punched so hard and you're already dead, you won't feel
yeah.
anything. So.
But the soul, like a nightmare. You feel it like a nightmare. That the Prophet ﷺ say is also that the ones who don't pray, they get a big, bald, huge, bald reptile. And is going to turn around him and squish his chest. Now, does that happen into the physical world?
No.
No, it happens in the unseen world. Now you understand? The unseen world. The focus here is the unseen world. So, basically, it feels like true. It feels like true. For you, it feels like you're really being squished by a snake and broken into pieces and dumped into the sand, into the soil. Okay? If you answer the question right, okay, your soul will have a nice companion to talk to until the day of judgment, and your soul will a door of Jannah will open to your soul to see your place in Jannah and enjoy the Jannah that is coming. So it's a sweet dream that feels true. True. It feels true. It's not happening, but your soul is experiencing it. It's in the unseen world. Your soul is experiencing it, sort of experiencing the nightmare. It is you're going through the pain as it is described. It is like equivalent to the pain of me getting you in this life and hammer you all the way to the 70 years you go sink on the earth and then you bounce back up. How much pain is that?
Wait, you get pain when you're dreaming about Jannah?
Yeah, no, you get... Yeah. I'm saying the punishment. The punishment.
Oh, yeah.
The punishment. How much pain is that? This pain is what your soul is going to feel. It's going to feel that pain. Yes. Your soul will be free. When the soul free from the body, when the soul is completely taken out of the body and is not going back into the body, Okay? You understand now?
Yes.
So the unseen world is something that, finally, conclusion, is if we can see the unseen world, would we have a free choice?
No.
Why not?
Because
we'd be too scared.
Yeah.
If we see Allah, would we dare to?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Similar to the police officer example, right? So you would lose our free will. If you see the angels, would you be?
Yes. Like
angels. Would you be able to disobey Allah?
No.
No. You would be so impressed that you won't be able to disobey. When you're not able to disobey, it means that we don't have a free choice. Allah created us, Allah designed us so that we can have free
choice.
You got that part?
Yeah, bro.
Free will. If we can see Him, there will be no more free will. Final thing is that in the day of judgment, Allah will give you a beautiful body. Good people will get a beautiful body, and the soul is going to put back into this body. So in the grave, you don't have body. You only have your soul. In the day of judgment, your soul is going to come back to your body, and you will have a brand new body. If you're a bad person, you get an ugly body. If you're a good person, you get a charming, beautiful body. You got this part?
Yeah.
All right, you're dismissed.
I heard that, will you be able to recognize your old family in Jannah?